The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
I don't usually deal with those big words because I don't usually deal with big people.
Kill, cannibal, walk the earth to get ill, blood spill. Eyes sunk deep in they scarlet bone chill. Fuel for survival, most for the thrill. Terrorism is the war of the poor. Hold up a mirror so the script get flipped. Cause when it's in the verse, it ain't wrong no more. Cause warfare, the terrorism of the rich. Who's the true gorilla when the powder's on your body? Killing innocent civilians, but a life is a life and a killer is a killer. You had a test chillin', push a button, kill a million. See the anguish of the parents when they're carrying the body of a baby that they cherish. When innocent people perish, it's a very thin line between a soldier and a terrorist.
Murder, murder, kill, kill, kill. Death and destruction, a cap get filled. Armor heal, destroy your rebuild. Shots still ring out and blood still spill. Murder, murder, kill, kill, kill. Death and destruction, a cap get filled. Armor heal, destroy your rebuild. Shots still ring out and blood still spill.
Overseas, we can mutilate and mangle. Let me give you an example what our troops are coming back to. Cold cities where the youth are getting strangled. The community in peril and our future looking narrow. Already failed you, the boys in blue nail you. They salute you with the barrel. The streets are a certified dead zone, decorated with chalk lines and headstones. All the way live and every night the bullets flying. Even if you ain't dying, you would traumatize the bomber. When you grow up in a climate of overriding violence, you will never get beyond it. It'll always be inside you. Head death just surrounds you. Born the classmates, ghosts haunt you. Crime just calls you. Look at what you walk through. Ain't certain if you'll make it. And ain't sure you even want to.
Murder, murder, kill, kill, kill. Death and destruction, a cap get filled. On the hill, destroy your rebuild. Shots still ring out and blood still spill. Murder, murder, kill, kill, kill. Death and destruction, a cap get filled. On the hill, destroy your rebuild. Shots still ring out and blood still spill.
Got you when they locked you in an obstacle course where nothing's possible. If you slip up and they caught you, they got boxes where they lock you, make $1 million off you. They pull you to rule the school, they screw you in a booth, shoot electricity through you. Or inject death into you on a television set and just let it ooze through you. Every time a leader try to stand up for freedom, someone cut them with the heater, they brain it back, thinking it's shame, they family grieving, and the only way you see them is a displaced dream, displayed.
What's up, Twin Cities? Welcome back. Another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. I am JSE, the Navigator, joined in studio tonight by L Boog. It's a hot one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heat wave.
Inside here it is. Yes.
The heat has come inside the building. We're going to endure, play some music. Shout out to Brother Ali, celebrated a birthday last week. Brother Ali was born 1977, July 30th, about to get to that 50th year this year, 49. Born Ali Douglas Newman. Of course, better known as by his stage name, Brother Ali, a member of Rhyme Sayers Entertainment, you know, a local hero in hip hop, amongst the other legends that have taken their place and their spot. It was cool. We were out recently. Celebrating the journey and Impact, that another rapper from the Twin Cities known as Truth Maze, had an event with the Summer Cyphercast. Shout out to Teddy and Kiani holding it, Kamani holding it down. We were able to check that event out. Was that last week, L Book?
Perhaps.
you were with me. Anyway,
I was with you.
We got to give our shout out to Minneapolis hip hop artists who have been doing it for many years. Shout out and happy belated birthday to Brother Ali. L Book.
Hey,
what's up? How you doing?
I'm good.
Have you voted yet? You know, you can early vote. If you do not know where to vote early because absentee balloting or temporary polling location, early voting opportunities are still available for folks as we move up to this primary election next Tuesday. Wow. That's how fast the summer has gone. It is upon us. It is right around the corner. August 11th. No, the primary. Oh. August 11th, primary next Tuesday. And you have every day between now and next Tuesday, almost every day, to cast your vote in this very important primary.
Yes.
That's coming up.
Important.
Very important. All elections are important, and you should participate in them. Some are more important than others, and I think this is a really, really profound moment in Minnesota history where this primary could set the stage for historic events to come. So at any rate, if you have not had a chance to cast that vote, go to the Secretary of State's website. You can plug in your address. I believe there may be more than one temporary polling location, early voting location. I know there are early voting locations all across the metro area, throughout Hennepin County and other counties. So go to the Secretary of State's website to find that information out. If you're in Minneapolis, you could check out Minneapolis's City of Minneapolis. They have information. City of St. Paul. Hennepin, Ramsey County, all the government offices can give you information and the intelligence on where to go cast your vote early, just in case you got something going, maybe traveling on primary election day next week, August 11th, and you're not, you know, or maybe got a meeting really early in the morning and or something in the evening. So don't box yourself in. Take advantage of these early voting locations and opportunities across the metro area and across the state. The reason why those laws were passed to create greater access to the polls and convenience, recognizing that everyone, we're not on the same schedule. So take advantage and make sure you cast your vote. Right, L Book?
Very important. Get out there and do it. And, you know, right now, most places don't have very long lines. And you can get in and get out. It's, you know, I know sometimes when we think of errands like that, it's like, well, I don't really have the time. It might take X long, you know, I got to get here or there. But honest, I've been to a couple different locations in the past and they didn't take that long. There was only one time where we really had to wait really long and it wasn't the primary. So,
didn't you end up on the news? They were like, yo, hey, what, you know.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was at that early voting location over there off in Northeast.
Yep.
Over near Northland Visions. I know that one. We should pull that one up. I know you can use that one. We've used that before. Some people are working to get out the vote for the primary. And so make sure you don't forget to cast your vote. Folks who are working on campaigns, you know, sometimes you get overwhelmed. You got a lot happening. You're on your call list. You're on your door knock list. And you mess around, forget to cast your own vote. Don't do that because every vote is important.
That is a real scenario.
It is. It is.
for sure.
You know, there has been some escalating Google trends in people searching and looking up information on primary race debates.
Mm.
GOP governor primary, Representative Daymuth is defending her traditional policy experience against a strong push from MAGA-aligned activities. So that's the first one. The second one is, so, you know, well, let me just pause there for a minute. She's defending her traditional policy experience against a MAGA-aligned activist experience. So she's not MAGA enough for the Republicans, is what I'm gathering from that.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're right. That's just kind of how it's going down. You know, the right is super right. And the left is super left. And, you know, the rest of us is trying to, keep the truck on the road, the car on the road as is being pulled one direction or the other.
And, you know, some people are concerned she might align with them too much. Will she be more towards the moderate side of it or the middle or whatever? Or will she align with the current government, the current administration's policies? But, you know, she's been a traditional politician.
Yeah, I think so. What's up, Mr. Buckner? Thank you for joining us.
What's going on?
How you doing,
What's
brother?
Going on?
Good to see you.
We've been trying to connect in the community, man. Connecting the community.
That's right. We spent the first few minutes talking about the importance of the primary election, which just snuck up on us. I mean, we've been talking about it for months, but here it is. It's right here.
Well, and I'm talking about the three main topics that people are searching for in Google. So the top three, the first one was the GOP governor primary. So there's some and I, on my way over here, actually right before we got here, I saw that Pillow Guy is under some potential trouble for distributing pillows in a parade that had political information in them. So he's mixing business and politics with his giveaways. I mean, I'll take a pillow in a parade. That's dope.
He learned from the most egregious offender of them all. He's ready for the grift. He getting an early start.
It was a video of him on the back of a truck just tossing and handing pillows. They had political information in them. So there's a little bit of a conflict there. But that wasn't one of the top ones. I just happened to see that on my way here. The second one, though, is the
GOP gubernatorial debate,
which I don't know how I feel. Maybe people are just researching because there's more candidates vying for the primary vote versus the Democrat side.
I think it could be. I think what you have is a clear one person race on one side, even though there are a plethora of candidates who are listed. We talked to them. El Book went through them a few weeks ago, including our guy, Ole Saver, and his lieutenant gubernatorial running mate who goes by something.
Ashley Skoll.
So anyway, there's something from a little bit of everybody on the major party endorsements that have made it onto the ballot, right? From a few different political parties. But
so the second one kind of surprised me, though.
Thank you for helping me get back on track.
Yeah, the second one kind of surprised me.
What was the second one?
A state auditor battle?
Oh.
A contested Republican ballot.
This is my point. Okay, so on one side, I'll make it quick. On one side, clear Democrat Klobuchar is the leading candidate on that ticket. So, and then here, I think there's a lack of familiarity with the exception of the dude who's handing out free pillows, right, at the parades. I don't even think people know him either, though. I mean, when you really think about it, we recognize it because we do a show on politics.
But he's running for governor. I was talking about state auditor.
Yeah, no, and so the thing I was pointing out is there you have a few candidates running for governor on the GOP side without a lot of people knowing who they are.
Got it.
And then on the auditor side, because Julie Blaha is retiring, you have the same thing. I think on both sides, right? There are multiple candidates, even though there's an endorsed candidate on a Democratic side. And then you had the whole shenanigans with the one guy who was a legislator who got caught up, you know, drinking, and his boy was carrying, concealing carry, down the stretch of the legislative session. Ooh. And then this is the previous front runner on the GOP side for auditor is now not in the mix. So now that is also a race so this is why primaries are important. If you're trying to figure out, well, why do I need to get, you know, go cast my vote primary? And that's just to create clarity. Right. Like who are the sometimes you can mess around and through inaction, bad things happen. We all know about that. You didn't pay a bill. All of a sudden you get a late fee. Right. Mm. So but you don't get second chances in politics. You know, the primary is your chance. Your primary is your chance.
Right? 4 years.
Our president got a second chance.
I mean, many of us have known candidates who in a primary, they might have been the person, but their people didn't show up. All of a sudden, you know, they're gone. It's a wrap.
We
don't hear from them again.
Right. Well, who they're searching is Scott Jensen.
Okay.
Versus Nate George. Nate George is a husband and father. He's a mayor of Braham, Minnesota.
Yep.
And I always want to say Braham because it's spelled B-R-A-H-A-M. U.S. Air Force Reserve Master Sergeant. Running for state auditor for the GOP ticket.
That's right.
He's committed to restoring accountability, fiscal responsibility, and transparency to the taxpayers of Minnesota. Yet, again, somebody that, unless you lived there or in that part of Minnesota, you wouldn't know who Nate George really is.
I know Nate George.
Oh, you know Nate George. I don't know Nate George.
Because Nate George works for the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. He has done work in the gaming regulatory space, so I'm familiar with Nate George. Yes.
Okay, so
it's a small world.
I think because you brought up and you read something about one of the GOP candidates for auditor, I think maybe you should read something about
the Democratic. I am. Because Scott Jensen's the other one. So these are the two that are on the GOP ticket that are that people have been inquiring about
Jensen,
on Google.
Jensen ran for governor before.
That's what I was about to say. Yep. A member of the Republican Party served in the Minnesota Senate from 2017 to 2021.
Doctor.
Yep. Is a physician as well. Republican nominee for governor in 2022, raised in Sleepy Eye, Minnesota, and is a physician. And
Did I say cray-cray? Oh no, I'm sorry. We're on air. I shouldn't have said
that. Nope, you did not. But I am saying that a little bit about him is he's a lifelong Minnesotan, and I'm looking for his tagline.
He was an anti-masker, but at any rate, and then who else do you have on the other side?
The Democratic side,
Democratic side. Who's running?
Go ahead.
I thought you were the one. This is your bit.
No, I thought our boy was chiming in. That's why I said go ahead.
Nope, he's been organizing the community.
You are on a roll.
He don't know who's running.
Come on, it's your best friend.
He is. But right now he's preoccupied. I know that about him.
Okay, well you know who the auditor is. Going on. It's Flipovich.
He's the endorsement.
I voted for him as a delegate. So at one point, Flipovich.
Zach Flipovich from Duluth.
Yes.
Right.
Well, he lived up there.
On the DFL side, but then there are some other folks. Isn't Wolgamont, Representative Wolgamont, is he still in the mix?
From St. Cloud?
Or is it a wrap? I can't remember if he suspended his campaign.
I can't remember if he did or not.
I'm not sure.
I thought he did.
We weren't prepared for this discussion. That's all right.
I was. Just turned the page, and whenever I turn my page, you tell me to be quiet.
I do not.
Because it picks up on the microphone.
I do not. I might hand signal you to...
You do too.
I might do this.
Shh. All rude. And I'm like, wow.
Here we go. 4 days ago. This is from Rochester, Minnesota. Five candidates asked for your vote in Minnesota state auditor's race. So we got Nate George.
GOP. Mm-hmm.
I thought Nate had hair. I don't remember him.
He shaved it off, I think. I don't know. I just saw
we got Nate George. Scott, it's definitely time for us to go on a music break. Nate George, Scott Jensen,
GOP,
Zach Flipovich,
Democratic ticket.
Who was the endorsed candidate, received the endorsement. I remember that.
Yep.
And who's Joy Reeves? Joy Reeves, an independent.
And who else? I know that name. Why do I know that name?
Oh, no. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4. Those numbers don't add up. It said 5, but okay. At any rate.
The irony, the auditor's race doesn't add up.
Man, oh, man. I think the point we wanted to make, thank you all for going on this journey with us, is that early voting is happening leading up to next week's primary, August 11th. Get out and cast your vote. Do not mess around. Every election counts. Thank you for tuning in. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. We're about to take a music break, and we'll be right back, L Boog.
Brothers and sisters! Brothers and sisters! I don't know what this world is coming to!
Yes, the rhythm, the ripple, without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard drama, where you never been, I'm in. You want styling, you know it's time again. Deep, the enemy telling you to hear it. They praise the music, it's time to play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show, bum rush the sound. I made a year ago, I guess you know, you guess I'm just a radical. Not on sabbatical, yes, to make it critical. The only part of your body should be part of it too. Never play me on the mix. They just okay me now, knowing and grown. When they're clocking my soul, there's no sneaking and taking everything that a brother owns.
Hard.
My calling card, recorded and ordered. Supporter of Chester Mart, loud and proud. Kicking live, next poet supreme. New for true, bazooka for steam.
Flavor.
A rebel in his own mind. Supporter of my rhyme, designed to scatter a line of suckers who claim I do crime. They're on my time, dig it.
Hey, yo, Chuck, I think we take it short. Sure.
Programming on KFAI comes in part from the Dakota, presenting I Am In Love, Jane Monheit sings Cole Porter, Thursday, August 6th. Jazz vocalist Jane Monheit brings new arrangements, a backing ensemble, and her passion for the great American songbook to the Dakota stage for this very special tribute. Jane Monheit brings new life to Cole Porter classics, such as Easy to Love, From This Moment On, and Night and Day, reimagining golden era standards with passion, charm, and modern sophistication. More information about I Am In Love, Jane Monheit Sings Cole Porter, is available at dakotacooks.com.
Brothers gonna work it out and stop chasing.
Come on.
You got it.
What it takes.
Then get it.
Where you want it.
in the street are willing to work it out. Come on, y'all, let's go to work. So many of us in limbo, how to get it on? It's quite simple, three stones from the sun. We need a piece of this rock. Indestructible soul. Answers to this prison, to the brothers in the street.
School
and the prisons. History shouldn't be a mystery. Our story's real history, not
this story.
We gonna work it out one day till we all
get paid.
The right way in full, no bull. Talking, no walking. Driving, arriving, it's styling. Tell them soon you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
One day, the brothers gonna work it out.
All right, y'all, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Brothers Gonna Work It Out by the legendary Chuck D, Public Enemy Crew, Carlton Douglas, Chuck Ridenhour.
Wow.
I didn't realize that his last name was Ridenhour. That's real, real interesting, because I didn't
That's an interesting
it.
Last name.
That's totally interesting with the one dude out of Milwaukee. Or where was that?
Wisconsin. No, you're right.
Over, Kenosha, I think, right?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And his first name was Carlton. I didn't realize Chuck D's first name was Carlton, considering he was smooth dope. Born August 1st, 1960. Chuck is an old head.
Chuck's old.
Part of the one, the only Public Enemy, one of the rap groups to change not only the hip hop world, arguably, but society and the way hip hop was viewed, because Chuck was organizing. Chuck was using hip hop the way it was meant to be used, which was as an empowerment tool in community, and scared the bejeebus out of some folks. And pretty soon we get the hijacking of hip hop by the corporate interests, because art mirrors life and usually reflects back the BS that's going on. And some folks didn't want to hear that. They didn't want to see that. They didn't want to see Minister Louis Farrakhan lining up, joining forces with Chuck D, and then pretty soon Ice Cube, you know. So there was a movement, you know, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but some things have happened in hip hop that make you go, some ain't right about that.
It's just wrong.
So, but shout out to Chuck D, right? Flavor Unit, just the whole Terminator X, Professor Griff, the whole Public Enemy crew. I rode with y'all real deep. Still always will, embedded in my consciousness, helping to elevate my consciousness. None other than Chuck D, one of the godfathers in the game.
That is correct. I think that was the first group that got me going in hip hop, and also that consciousness of understanding what yet you can tell a story that was going to move society forward. So, man, you know, I mean, we need Chuck D more now than ever.
Man, for real, I'm with you, B. I mean, first thing came to mind is like, Chuck needs to be on tour right now. We need to be,
man.
You know, I mean, maybe we're being reminded. Shout out to our man Omar Adams joined us. You know, we featured, we didn't play enough KRS-One tracks. We played a Run DMC, but another cat, KRS-One. You know, when hip hop was being used as a tool to empower, you know, before the COINTELPRO types started redirecting, you know, and hijacking. And we always have to be aware and prepared for that. The miseducation of society, right? Purposeful underdevelopment of community. And that's why these primaries and these opportunities, like, you don't always get opportunities, you know, to run that perfect play where you get the layup or the nice jump shot where it's wide open. You know, the defense here to subject people and really put your foot on their neck. That's what we see. That's what's happening right now. You know, the erasure of DEI, the erasure of the contributions of so many people, so many communities. And it's time to stand up. And one opportunity to do that is get out and vote in this very important primary so we don't have just the status quo. We need more than that. That's where I'm at.
Right.
I'm putting it out there.
That's right.
You know, some of these movements are correlated with, like, a new way to communicate, you know, or new technology, like influencers on Instagram, TikTok, and all the social media. So maybe somebody will come, maybe Chuck, I want to say B, but it's D. I'm having one of those moments.
That's all right, Elbow.
Maybe,
yes.
Maybe,
that's
all right. Maybe a comeback D. can happen when MySpace relaunches.
Mm.
MySpace is talking about relaunching.
Okay.
What?
Yes.
New platform, no official, with a new vibe.
I'm hoping so, but no official timeline yet, as reported by Mashable. But, and the original owner is not going to be involved because it was bought. But there is an intentionality around it, and I think that they could find a spot in America's hearts by not selling all the information to other entities and not having a whole bunch of ads, but maybe a prescription, a subscription. See, I told you, it's one of those days my words are going backwards and upside down. Subscription-based platform or something to that effect. But I think it's a good time for MySpace to really think about the opportunity, and maybe we'll create some new voices that can really speak to the moment, just like Chuck D did.
That's right.
I'm hoping so, at least. It'd be interesting. Yeah, I was never on MySpace, so I don't really know about it.
I think I need, let me read a little bit more about Chuck D. Kind of mid-'80s, late-'80s when Public Enemy kind of rose. The source ranked Chuck D as the number 12 MC out of the top 50 of all time, top lyricists. Chuck has been nominated for 6 Grammys throughout his career. He received the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award with Public Enemy. Also was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2013. Born in Hempstead, New York, but grew up, I guess he was Long Island area. And, you know, their crew came together. They were conscious. They were evolving. They were on a college campus, mm-hmm. right? I think they were doing a radio uh-huh. show, and that's how it all came together. And, you know, they definitely, you know, boxed above their weight class for sure. And pretty soon, you know, they create a whole new vibe. And, And you know, we see hip hop stretching its muscle and its reach.
Mike Lindell, a household name. Now the pillows are at the center of the.
Oh. I just saw Mike Lindell. I got excited.
Uh oh.
I was wondering who was popping in.
That was Mike Lindell trying to break into Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Get back off us, Mike. We don't want your free pillows, man. We good.
No. We want the pillows. We want the pillows. Let's get your choice. We want the pillows.
I don't want to be associated with them pillows. I don't care what the feather count is or the is it any Elbow. You know anything about pillows?
Not those ones.
Okay, I know there's a cotton count, right? Isn't there like a feather like down that's, versus?
You're talking two different things.
I know. That's what I'm trying to. Figure it out. I need some help. How did Mike Lindell become a multimillionaire selling just pillows, right?
Because that man had figured out how to keep your neck together. Okay. He kept your neck together.
Okay, protect your neck. Has he been charged with a felony of some sort? Didn't he get convicted of something? No, was it slander and a couple other things?
Not a felony, but he got a high civil suit slapped against him from, I forget what it was called, Dominion. But then that place was bought out by a supporter of the president.
Mm.
And that lawsuit all of a sudden got dropped, coincidentally.
Grifters. So, they're just all grifters.
The MyPillow is marketed as a great pillow due to the patented interlocking polyfoam fill, custom loft adjustability, and machine washability. Most pillows are, except goose-filled, but I don't recommend those. Patented interlocking fill, mobile support, like you said, and the cotton cover is wrapped in 100% in cotton outer shell. So in case you were wondering, there are mixed opinions on Reddit, and independent reviewers note that the pillow is indeed moldable and washable, but the foam displaces, as have my pillows of not that brand, but of similar style. The molds go all over, and then so I'm folding it to fit my needs, and then it makes a great knee pillow, and then it makes a side pillow, but I don't have this pillow. But I just thought I'd share with you since you asked the question.
Well, thank you.
Mike Lundell.
Oh, book. I
known
knew.
For keeping it proper.
I knew, and soft, and, you know, cuddly, or whatever is going down.
I don't know. They're probably similar to my pillows that you steal.
That I still, oh, the, your pillow.
I have to go back.
You threw me with my pillow reference. All right. Can we take a music break? Another music break? I need to regain my composure here.
Cleanse yourself of the pillows.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net, Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be right back, y'all.
Complain, but there's things in the game.
What's your name?
Consequence, I'm tight, burnt like flames.
And why's that?
American dream, they got this ghetto kid in the fiend.
Don't stress that, cause it's not in your bloodstream. Your whole being comes from greatness, you remember. Chase Long got you caught in the storms of December. And brothers on the block packing nines like September. Change the situation, kick the block, is all slender.
Yo, I be on the avenue where they be acting brand new. I'm splurging on these Reebok joints for shorty boo.
All of a sudden, I saw these two kids fronting, talking out their joints, but they wasn't saying nothing. My hand was on my coolie, they was acting unruly.
Say word.
Yo, word up, yo, I was tight, caught up. But I swallowed my pride to let that nonsense ride. Because the positive, it seems that negative died.
Yeah, we was at the dice game, making these cats look silly. Slamming, steady running off at the willy.
I had my cash fixed, my rent loop with my play dough. I gotta see so loose, so all my girls I blow. Shook them shits in my palm, let them hit the flow. Kept my eyeballs scoping for them pigs, popo. I got to go on the app, see my parole by four. But I gotta steady freak these boys like JoJo.
And I was doing it till I met Ice Spike and Mike. One roll, they had my pocket searched the other than Sprite.
Yo, I know the feeling. When you feeling like you're feeling, you be having good thoughts, but the evils be revealing and the stresses of life can take.
At North Point, you're cared for by a team that listens to you and supports your medical and behavioral health. Whether you're a new or returning patient, make an appointment that fits your schedule. See us in person, on video, or over the phone. We can help you with insurance, discounts, and payment plans. Call 612-543-2500 or visit northpointhealth.org/start. North Point, your health, our priority.
Yeah, y'all.
You're on point five.
Once again, Tip.
You're on point five.
Once again, Tip.
You're on point five.
Once again, Tip. Watch me bust they shit.
Your peoples, can I dominate? My rhymes are harder than last night's. Close. I have
have this mic up in your midsection. My shit is love, simply meaning that my joint is tight. Amping up the mic, making sure production's tight. Sometimes I might catch a severe case of writer's block, but by the end of the day, you'll be on my jock. Real name's Malik, my hobby's putting MCs to the test. And if you front, I'll put my foot up in your foot. Freestyle fanatic, and never will it ever stop. Your crew is his, you might just wanna call the
cops. Yo, I gotta put some action on paper. Make sure my verse jump up and spread out like the raper. The only tip I got for a waiter is watch the doorknob hit me where the dirty dog should've bit me. That was my train of thought, but for so long I fought. Now I'm at a level supreme to the devil. So turn up the bass and lay low on the treble. We be the willing kids and you dead with the shovel. Revitalize, revitalize, nigga. The ladies sweat the style like the squirrel sweat the. You know what, fellas, good for the moolah. Don't smoke no woolers. We the men, call me Slick Tip the Ruler.
All right, welcome back. Twin Cities, Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Just walking through the time machine. 30th anniversary of Beats, Rhymes, and Life album from Tribe Called Quest. Yes. 30th anniversary was that album was released July 30th, 1996. Wow. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Beats, Rhymes, and Life. Full disclosure, we did copy a little bit. That's the love that we have for the tribe. Anyway, thought we would go. Rest in peace to Fife.
That's dog.
What an amazing group. We got Brother Ali. Who for the Backpack Rapper Crew and the Twins, the new era of hip hop, definitely one of those upper echelon MCs straight out of the Twin Cities. And then we had a legends, you know, Public Enemy, Chuck D, Tribe Called Quest. A lot of important things happened in July in hip hop history, apparently.
Man.
Over the years. Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing, man. You know,
yes, it is.
We were talking about the importance of hip hop and how it actually moved the people, moved the society and the consciousness that you see by our generation, you know, and, you know, quite honestly, we would not have been here. We would not be doing this. We would not have so many people that have been doing some great things across the state and across the country if it wasn't for this thing called hip hop.
Can I make a quick correction?
Yes, please.
You said Joy Reeves. It's Jay Reeves.
Oh, my apologies.
Running for state auditor.
Yes. So independent candidate, Jay Reeves. You want to read any intel?
Reeves? You know, Jay Reeves was not at any of the conventions.
He's running as an independent.
Okay, that's why. Yep, okay, yep, so he's an independent, but I did see lives in Victoria and really is running on one thing, and that's wanting to prevent fraud.
So maybe from that independent libertarian side of things, I saw the young brother. How old is
no,
Jay?
Ain't
that young?
He's an educator of more than 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he's an educator, U.S. Army, and grandfather to 3 grandchildren.
Okay.
Married to his high school sweetheart.
He looked young in the photo. My bad.
Well, that was the actor Jay Reeves. This is actually Jay Reeves right here.
Oh, okay. Definitely mistaken identity.
Another bald man running for office.
Jay Reeves, I saw, looked like a brother.
I know.
And so clearly I got that wrong. That looks more like the...
actor.
Not the stereotype, but libertarian. I mean, he got the flag in the background, you know. Yes.
The criteria, bald head. I mean, that's a lot of them. So, I mean, I say that because I stood on the stage and gave a speech and looked out at the audience. There were a lot of bald heads. And I'm not saying anything about them. They look nice on most people, and I don't blame you if I was a dude. And, you know, I have a nice dome. I'd go bald if I Yeah, maybe I still will.
But this is true.
I'm not exaggerating.
Jada Pinkett, because that's not a good look.
When I say, when I looked out onto the audience, I saw a lot of bald heads and flannel shirts.
Mm. We're talking about political conventions and how people show up.
It's a brand.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I saw that brand in the 90s when I lived in Washington. I'm not saying Jay Reeves has that brand, but he has one part of it.
You know what we do know? Jay Reeves, I wonder if he has a primary. He may not be on the ballot. He may not have an opponent. He might be the only dude. Not really sure, but the bit I saw they focused on the five candidates, although I only was able to find four that are in this mix. All this happened, of course, because Julie Blaha decided, you know what? They're not gonna ring the weight of fraud around my neck. I'm good. I'm gonna get up out of here. Deuces. And that left open the door for a lot of folks who want to be bean counters, or maybe they are accountants, don't want to diminish the state auditor's office. They have a lot of responsibilities, making sure the fiduciary responsibilities and obligations of the state and its various agencies are adhered to. And, you know, that the balance sheet, it adds up, you know?
Yes.
Just basic accounting principles. So that is that.
I thought she announced it before all these other things, but maybe she knew something we didn't. I don't know. She's a nice person.
Julie Blaha, very capable.
People really like her.
She'll be missed. When you think about,
She left a legacy.
I think she did a good job. The focus on fraud as a political tactic to use in your messaging, it doesn't matter if you're a DFLer, whether you were a part of that or not, you're going to be labeled that. I'm sure the same thing is coming from, you know, the left or for the DFL side. You know, maybe if you didn't co-sign everything that Trump, you know, did, you still are going to, you know, have that weight on your neck as well, you know, just to kind of balance it out, depending on your political persuasion. All of that leading to the very important fact that next Tuesday, August 11th, is primary election day. And every day between now and then, you can cast your vote early. If you're wondering where to do that, go to the Secretary of State's website, and you can navigate pretty easily, put in your address, and you can find out where you can vote early or where you can vote on Election Day, and probably would assume it's all the places that are normally open on Election Day for electoral votes. Factoid that's important to know. Less than 20% of people show up for primary elections, which means a lot of bad things can happen. Maybe the candidate that you like, that you're really down for, and you're like, oh, they're going to be good. I'll, you know, vote for them in the general. They might get hemmed up in the primary. Anything can happen.
What do you mean?
They will get hemmed up. They will not make it. They will not pass go. They will not be in the November election.
Okay.
Yeah, get caught.
They lost.
Oh, book. We need to. Mike is a little Ebonic. So hemmed up means you get caught.
That is not it. I was translating quite nicely. I was being cynical about your word use.
Oh, I'm.
My bad. Because my understanding of hemmed up is you're stuck jacked. Like you're, you know, being robbed or.
It could be a lot of different things. That's a great thing.
They're being ousted because. Enough people didn't vote them into the primary.
Well, true. They got hemmed up because they didn't get people to turn out. So they got, I mean, I guess I looked at hemmed up as you got wronged in some manner.
Okay, I'm going to look it up.
You can get caught up.
Hemmed up meaning. Cornered or trapped, to be arrested or detained by police, or to have sewn the edge of a garment shorter.
Yes, many ways.
So they're not cornered or trapped because they just didn't have enough voters. So, English lesson.
They out.
Around our way, we could put hemmed up on that.
That's your interpretation. It's very loose interpretation and not as accurate as Wiktionary.
You know what I want to talk about before we get up out of here?
No. That they hemmed up.
No. I got some other stuff. What you got, El Book?
Hemmed can also be a synonym for...
Ooh, we all getting hemmed up right here by the youth.
Pretty much.
I want to give a shout out to Olivia Miles. Ooh, ooh.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, Olivia Miles is that ball player.
MVP.
The Lynx look MVP. Like the best women's basketball team on the planet right now. Nafisia's back. I saw them moving, and, you know, we had Caitlin Clark came to town. You know, she busted a couple deep jumpers. That's about all. And it was a close game. They got close down the stretch, but,
yeah.
Man, Olivia, shaking MVP. And baking look like Magic and George Gervin be, you know, layups around the back. Brown, I'm like, you go, girl, look, do your thing.
Looking like your little sister.
The spectacle.
Hanging out.
Uh-huh. Right.
The specs.
The spectacle. That's what they call her, right? She just liked that. So anyway, shout out to Olivia Miles. We appreciate you here. Thank you for what you're doing
for the
Lynx is already cold-blooded, so the next level. The next level.
But can we give a shout out to the Minnesota Vixen for winning the national championship?
Yes. I also want to give a shout out to Courtney Williams, Nafisha McBride, the whole squad, Coach Reeves. Keep doing that thing. Keep leading and winning championships. Keep bringing them back.
Congratulations.
And standing up for rights.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. The Vixen. Is that the soccer team?
That's the football team.
Okay. Football team,
and just got done winning the national championship for women's football a couple weeks ago, and this is their first title. And it's been a long, arduous, you know, staying with it, but they finally got it done. They beat the Pittsburgh Passion 2 weeks ago at Canton at the Hall of Fame stadium. Mm-hmm. And they brought that championship home. All we do is win in Minnesota on the women's side.
All our women.
Mm.
All our women are winning.
That's right.
Oh, ladies, I was looking up season ticket costs. Because if we're going to support, if we were to ever buy season tickets, make that investment. Mm-hmm. I was convincing the navigator that investment should be in one of the women's teams because that would be worth it.
Well, they are worth it. And again, with the MVP of the league, and I mean, you know, something's up when your best player, Nafisia Collier, had a quiet game yesterday, a quiet game.
But let's not forget Nafisa's first game back. She scored 25 points.
25, yeah. She was don't forget me.
So I think the Lynx are like, who are you going to guard tonight?
Right? Man, like
you're about to get broke up. Courtney coming in for 20. You know, I'm like, look at these ladies go.
That would be a good investment, Elbug, if he did it. Good investment. Yeah.
Yeah, we just giving their love to the Lynx. We appreciate you for championships. Now the rest of y'all cats need to get together and get us some championships. Kyler Murray, if it's gonna be you, JJ McCarthy, I don't care. One of y'all suit up. Let's get it done.
No, it ain't gonna be JJ. Just let him go. Little Kyler.
I told you somebody sent me a meme. It's like a little tiny, tiny Kyler and like a big old Packer chasing him. He's a little tiny, but you know, Mr. Buckner, I know you defend, you know, smaller quarterbacks. He's got a powerful arm and can move.
I know where the ball's going, you know, catch the ball.
Did I read that he's not getting along with some folks like Jefferson?
You know what I've learned? Whoa.
Sorry about that. I bumped it. Yeah, no, I bumped it.
Okay. I can't even mimic this.
I know. I bumped it. What? I wasn't ordering pizza, but I did bump my microphone.
Hey, man, the pizza.
Old joke.
I feel like the bit has gone. The bit's gone now.
We're waiting for the next, you know, ding dong, and then we can pull it right back. Domino's.
You know it's 6:30 at that time when you hear the pizza man.
For real.
That's the break.
For real.
Kyler Murray's not getting along?
I know what I was going to say. Like, right now, data analytics are messing with everybody's head. Like, we are all being bombarded with information, and they check your tendencies and what you like and what you search, and all of a sudden they just... And a lot of it is, you know, I hate to use this terminology, fake news. A lot of it is that. A lot of it is to shape opinion. Oh, you see something like, oh, like the Timber was about to get this dude. You're like, hold on. They're just checking the... They're just bobbing and weaving in this social media space, trying to really manipulate the populace, and we're all getting caught up in it. And I think when it comes to sports, there's so many things that happen in a locker room. Sometimes you hear about them, sometimes you don't, and you got to be cautious on what you align with, because I mean, sometimes they hold it in. Who would have thought that Julius Randle had that kind of beef in the locker room? They held that pretty quiet throughout the playoffs until it got out, really.
Well,
right?
Well, what about much? What about the other one, Jay Joyner?
The new wide receiver they got from
another one
from San Francisco.
Yeah, they're saying Justin had beef with.
I mean, Justin probably want to be Justin, like the leader of the squad, and you know how it is, ego. They got to get to know each other. But I don't know if those things are true.
Me neither.
This is the point that I was kind of trying to make about, you know, what happens in the locker room. A lot of times, athletes and teams or organizations have a keep it in amongst the brotherhood, sisterhood, you know, whatever's happening
right
in a locker room, keep it in a locker room. And very rarely do the things that happen behind the scenes really get out in the open. That's what's so cool about watching some of the older athletes, definitely the Hoopers, telling stories about different things that have happened when people got into fights. And right? You're like, well, I never heard about this. I mean, worried about the malice in the palace, but you ain't hear about this little scrap or this little deal or what happened here and how Pat Riley didn't like Jason Williams and Shaq defended him. And, you know, you're getting all kinds of insider info. So a lot of stuff, they keep it.
All the smoke.
Yeah, they keep it. They keep it in the locker room. That's kind of the way, and you know something is really wrong when it starts to seep out and into the media.
Well, they're not in the top Google trend searches, but the links were.
Oh.
I also was curious, as we close out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting close.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's about that time.
St. Paul Mayor's growing allegations.
Oh.
Sorry,
maybe we could do that next week.
Oh. Didn't mean to laugh.
Did you?
We could do that next week.
Oh man, that is a whole other mess.
Wienergate.
Wiener Wednesdays.
Wiener Wednesday.
Did you Wiener say Wienergate?
I did.
Oh.
I like it. I like it.
These things happen, you know. I don't
know.
You need a good, hey, if you're in politics, I'm just going to send this out to anyone. Or if you're a company, make sure you got a good media relations team to help you if should stuff go wrong.
Yeah, and you know? For those that haven't heard, in short, she's under St. Paul Mayor Kylie Herr is currently under investigation for allegations of sexual harassment stemming from a formal complaint filed by the St. Paul Police Chief Axel Henry.
Oh,
yeah.
Wrap him up.
Yep, and this comes at a time where she budgeted $1 million to help with the encampments and is clearing them out, making them not legal in the
Correct.
City of St. Paul.
So, you know, I think, and we definitely got to get up out of here. Thank you for tuning
week.
In to another episode of Beast Rhymes and Democracy here on KFAI. We're about to get up out of here, and we'll finish our conversation about...
We'll pick it up.
Yeah, we'll pick it up. We'll holler at y'all. We out.
Health notes are next.
Don't believe the hype, y'all, but believe some of it.
Caught you looking for the same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this I bring. Uh-oh, the roll below the level, cause I'm living low next to the base.
Come on!
Turn up the radio. They're claiming I'm a criminal. But now
you're listening to 90.3 KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at kfai.org.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinion.